It's time for Benedict and Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM. Listen as Tom and Gus Couts bring you live play-by-play and in-game analysis all season long. Stay tuned. Our coverage begins right after these messages from our Raven Sports Boosters.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
And with that, we welcome you to the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas, where we're getting set for our college basketball this evening. It is a one-for, one game only here this evening. We get spoiled with Saturday, and we get to play, you know, two games, three games, you know, something like that. But tonight it is one, as the Benedictine men are playing host to Haskell Indian Nations University. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and our engineer back at the K-Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts with you here courtside. It is great to be with you. It is kind of dark and rainy and gloomy and damp outside, but it is toasty, warm, and bright here in the Doma Gymnasium as these two clubs are going through their final pregame warm-up drills. Getting ready for a tip-off here this evening, slated at the top of the hour. Lady Ravens, not playing tonight. The Benedictine ladies will be playing on the road tomorrow in Fulton, Missouri. The Benedictine women are going to be hosted by William Woods. And then they have games at the end of the week on Friday and Saturday at the Classic, the Baker Classic in Baldwin City. Friday they're going to play Oklahoma Wesleyan. Saturday they will be playing Avila before coming home on November the 12th for the Benedictine men. Tell you what, you're not going to get to see a ton of Raven guys games for a while. After tonight, Benedictine will be traveling Friday to Hastings, up, and they will be playing at the Cattle Classic in Seward, Nebraska, at the Concordia, Nebraska campus. So Friday they'll be there against Hastings. Saturday they will be up there in a 4 o'clock ball game, and they will be playing the host Concordia team. They'll turn around for on the 11th of November and be back here in the Nolan with Avila, and then back on the road to Peru at the AMC Classic. And in Peru, Nebraska, they'll be playing at Missouri Baptist and Central Baptist, then on the road to John Brown, then on the road to Washburn, then on the road to Missouri Valley before they come back home again on December the 4th for their home conference opener with Mid-America. So only a few games here in the Nolan before the conference schedule, and very few games here in the month of November. That all said, team's getting ready to exit the floor. We're going to take a quick break. We'll return, bring you the starting lineups, a little bit of insight into tonight's game, all that and more when we return right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Hey, good to have you back with us again here in the Nolan Gymnasium. Public address announcer getting set to introduce the starters here to the crowd on hand, and he's getting ready to do that. And as we approach the national anthem for the game here tonight, let me begin with some information here in the heart south. Benedictine is a 2-0 team, as is Mid-America 1-0. Central Methodist and Park Evangelist 1-1. In the south, Penn 3-0. Grandview 2-0. Mount Mercy and Pruitt 1-0. So, on the teams getting off to a great start. Now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this.
Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison. New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Welcome back to the No Run. Here we go. Let's get these starters in to you and get this game underway here on KAIRFM, Horton Atchison. First of all, for the Haskell Indian Nations University Indians, under head coach Matthew Downing, you will know him as Cougar. A lot of history in town, played his high school ball here, and has a lot of family in the area. So, Cougar coaching the Haskell team, and they're going to be starting. I'm getting a little better copy of this. It's easier for me to read, if you don't mind. It's going to be Trey Gaines. Trey's a freshman, and he is out of Beggs, Oklahoma. Also starting is going to be Camden Tika Kwaptwa. Tika Kwaptwa is a freshman out of Phoenix, Arizona. Spencer Moran is a freshman from Scottsdale, Arizona. So three freshmen starting for Haskell and a pair of seniors with Aspen LaPointe. He's out of Winnebago, Nebraska. And from Lame Deer, Montana, senior Xavier Littlehead. For the Benedictine Ravens and head coach Ryan Moody, BC coming into the ballgame today at 2-0, and will be starting the same five that we saw here Saturday evening with 6-foot senior Jaden Bristol out of St. Joe, Missouri. Jaden Timmy, a 6'6 senior from Omaha, also from St. Joe, and at 6-foot tall, it'll be senior Matt Austin. Eric Cruz, he's a 6'2 senior from St. Louis, Missouri. And rounding out the St. Joe guys, Saxton Thuston. He's another senior. He is 6 foot tall. Benedictine in their home white with black and red lettering and trim. The Indians in the gold with blue and white. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it as the ball goes up. The tip is away. It is controlled down by Benedictine. Now the Ravens with the turnover. The driving layup on the other end. It's up and good. And Haskell brings out on top on a breakaway by Trey Gaines. Gaines with a bucket. Ravens trailing a 2-0 here, 15 seconds into the game. There's going to be Timmy with it. Comes out on top to Cruz, right side. Now off the block, Timmy in up two. Jaden Timmy with his first bucket of the ball game. Benedictine has his first points tonight. We are deadlocked at a pair. We're half a minute in. Back over to the left side. The ball will swing out on top for Haskell. Work between the circles, and it's going to be Moran. Back off on top now, a little hit. Dumps it over to the right side. Benedictine will stay with their traditional classic player defense. The drive will go to the baseline, all the way underneath the rim. Now the feed into the lane is going to be batted. They're going to say, as he crossed underneath, stepped on the baseline, and Benedictine is going to have it back in. So for the Ravens, back up court they come. It's a tie ball game at two here early in the evening. Right side, Jaden Bristol has to pull up his dribble, lobs it out on top. Timmy with the basketball, pivots with the left foot, drives into the lane, and on the drive, he is going to be fouled in the middle by Spencer Moran. It'll be Moran's first foul of the game, and it'll be the first foul by either team here this evening. We're at 18:50 to go in the opening quarter. Opening half. I'm sorry, it's guys basketball. It's in the opening half. And BC with the basketball in a 2-2 game. Top side is going to be Bristol. Slides around to the right. Being guarded by Trey Gaines. Kicks it off on top. Kimmy fakes a three-pointer. Drives into the lane. Lots of contact. There's going to be the block. That was a bang-bang play right at the apex of the no-contact ring. And the official on the spot makes an immediate call. It is going to be a personal foul. Whistled on Camden Sikwa Kwaptua. And at the line, Benedictine. Step it up there. Timmy for two. First one rolls in. And Jaden Timmy has all of Benedictine's points. It's 18:36 to go in the opening half. Ravens have their first lead of the night. One more shot. Timmy will get them both. 4-2, Benedictine. Back up for the basketball. Here comes Haskell. Crossing the timeline, Trey Gaines. He'll dish it over to the left wing. Push back out on top. It'll come. Around, it will go to the right side. Drop it a shoulder, going in the middle. Very near a travel. Now into the lane. Lots of contact. Shot goes up. Nicely done. Big teardrop over the front lip of the rim by Aspen LaPointe. And we're tied again now at four. Matt Austin with the basketball. Skips it down low. Saxton with it. Long cross court pass. Cruz. He's two steps above the three-point arc, and the shot won't drop. Rebounding it back down. It's going to be Moran. Haskell back up the floor with it. Trey Gaines brings it into the forecourt. Haskell comes into the game tonight at 0-1. Looking very sharp, though, here in the early part of the game. Here's Littlehead with it. Top side, it'll go to Gaines. Haskell going from right to left to clear dial here in this opening half. The drive will go over to the left side of the lane. The ball's going to be batted away from him. Picked back up, 14-foot fadeaway shot. It's up and good. LaPointe has four of his team's six. And Benedictine trailing in the ballgame. They're down to 6-4. 17.5 to go in the opening half. Matt Austin pulls up his first shot of the game. In and out won't go. And a rebound hauled back down again by Sikwa Kwaptua. Sikwa Kwaptua. The fadeaway shot from the left side. Up and good again. And Aspen LaPointe red hot. He's got six. Ravens trailing it out 8-4. 17:05 to play in the first half. Playing off the screen. Bristol will spin into the lane. Gets inside two defenders. Puts a shot up. Can't get it dropped. It does draw the foul. And Jaden Bristol will come to the line for a couple of shots here. Foul is going to be on Camden. It'll be his second. And Benedictine come into the free throw line. Jaden's first shot is up and good. So for Benedictine, as well as they had shot on Saturday night, the Ravens have, as the second free throw is good, four of their 6 points so far in the ballgame have come from the free throw line, and we're 16:50 to go in the opening half. Out on top of it is going to be Gaines. He'll dump it over to the right side. Gaines still a point. He's been the hot hand here. The point, little head fake, falling away. Shot goes up way short. Rebound, Matt Austin gets it away to Timmy. Kicks it back behind him. Bristol, long cross court right side. Cruz will launch a three. Won't get it. Long rebound is going to be hauled down by LaPointe. And back up the floor will come Haskell. 16:20 to go in the opening half. Indians for the basketball leading at 8-6. The feed will come to the free throw line. Camden with it. Back off on top. It'll go to Littlehead. Kicks it out to the point guard. That's Trey Gaines. Now he will drive into the lane. Lose the handle. It's going to be batted away, but he's able to recover it. Dumps it over to the left side. Long cross-court pass. Baseline right. The long three. It's up. No. And they're going to say the bucket step in the corner caused him to go out of bounds. And again, as Coach Moody and I talked about this the other day in our conversation, as that three-point line has been pushed back yet further, that bucket step has got to be even more shallow, and you can still get your back foot, your push foot, out of bounds, and that's what happened there. Here's Matt Austin cutting into the lane. A left-handed layup is up and good for Matt, and he's on the board. With that shot, the Ravens tie the game at 8. 15:40 to go in this first half. We're in Natchez in Kansas. Great to have you along with us. Men's college basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Skip pass is going to come out on top. Checking into the ballgame has come Cordell King. He's a freshman from Seminole, Oklahoma. And as he goes in, we have a shot, a whistle, and a foul. It's going to be on Eric Cruz. Eric picking up his first foul. That'll be the first foul by Benedictine this evening. Coming to the line is going to be Haskell, and back up there is Aspen LaPointe. He has been just outstanding. His first free throw is up. It's good, and he has 7 of the Indians' 9 points. Another substitution checking into the ballgame now. We'll catch it here in just a moment. It's going to be Ryan Island in. The second free throw will not go in. Island is a freshman from Varnum, Oklahoma. It is 9-8 Haskell. Just over 15 minutes to go in the period, and the Ravens are going to pass the ball down to the baseline, and taking his eye off it for just a moment, it's going to escape and get away from Saxton. Back up court with it will come Haskell. Indians with a basketball. 5 minutes into the ballgame, they lead by 1. Pass is going to be swung over to the left side to Trey Gaines. Gaines will look in, find no room there, bring it back on top. Kick it out between the circles of Cordell King. King is a 4. He's not real comfortable with the ball, and very wisely kicks it away, gets it over to LaPointe. Drives across the left side. It's going to be Littlehead. Dumps it back into the left corner. Shot clock at 7. LaPointe with the basketball. Shot clock at 5. He's with the basketball. Shot clock at 3. At 2. At 1. And the ball's going to be lost out of bounds with 1 on the shot clock and a turnover by Haskell. Ravens are going to have it back in. And Benedictine with a chance at its first lead of the game since they led it 4-2 back a minute and a half into the contest. Out on top, Timmy. Ravens work the ball on the perimeter. This is not a zone defense. A little matchup underneath. Here's a layup up, and as he looks for the shot, Thuston gets fouled, and Saxton comes to the free throw line. That's going to be team foul 4 by Haskell, and it will be personal foul number 1 by Trey Gaines. Thuston at the line for his first free throws tonight. The lefty shoots it in, and we're tied. Into the contest for Benedictine. Nysir Scott, and also into the ballgame, Tyson Caffey. So Nysir and Tyson into the game. They will join Timmy, Bristol, and at the free throw line, Thuston, whose second shot rolls around, and it is good. And Saxton Thuston puts Benedictine back in front for the first time in a long time. They lead by 1 as we get a timeout on the court. It's our media break coming at 14:18 to go. We're in the first half. Ravens 10, Indians 9.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room. At 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to the Nolan Gymnasium on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. College basketball this evening, guys basketball, and Haskell has come to town. The Ravens lead by one as the Indians put the ball in play just over 14 minutes ago in the half. Top side with it for Haskell is going to be Ryan Island. He will start to the right side, change directions, cut into the lane, little behind the head pass. The shot goes up, but it won't go in, and the rebound battled for it. It'll be lost out of play, and touch last by Cordell King. So King will turn it over and back up the floor with the basketball will come the Ravens. Nice here, Scott, into the forecourt. BC will go over to the left side. It's going to be Ahmad Lewis with the basketball over there. Now the kick will come to the right side into the corner. Back out on top to Ahmad. Ravens are spreading the floor, really opening it up now. Nice here, Jaden. Jaden cuts in. Back to the corner. Topside Nysir gets run into and fouled. Nysir put a little bit of a move onto that play and really put really put Ryan Island in a bit of a bad spot. He dove for the ball, and when he got there, the ball was not. Great play by Nysir. First foul on Island. Team foul 5 by Haskell. We got a long way to go in the opening half, 13-20. Out on top. And we're going to get an offensive foul. And they're going to call a foul on Jaden Bristol. So it must have been some kind of an illegal screen. It's going to be whistled on Bristol. And back up court with it. Here comes Haskell. Into the forecourt with it. Haskell way up top side. Now the ball's going to be batted away, stolen. Nice here. Into the forecourt. Taking it down the right side. Working in front of the Haskell bench. Comes out on top. Bristol over to the left side. Timmy launching a three. Rebound underneath. And as he comes to the floor, way upstairs had gone Ahmad Lewis. But he comes down and his foot touches down at the baseline. Out of bounds. Haskell basketball. Inside 13 minutes ago now in the half. It is a 10-9 Benedictine lead. Quite the low scoring contest so far. The Ravens not shooting particularly well. Love to have some stats to be able to share with you. Haven't got those right now. Here's a finger roll into the lane. The shot goes up, and it won't go in for Ira Blackbear, who's come in. Ravens are going to come down with a rebound and up the floor with it. It's Ahmad. Lewis, topside Timmy. Back on the right side to Lewis. He'll launch a three. New, way short. Rebound to go back down. Nicely done by Tyson Cathy. And the Ravens are going to keep the offense alive. Now Bristol feeds Cathy. Up and in. Bristol the assist. Tyson Cathy, 2 points, and it's now 12-9. Benedictine with 12-12 to play before intermission. Top side with the ball. Haskell works around the perimeter. BC will stay with that player defense. I can't imagine you're going to see anything else. Here's a three from the top, around and around, and good. Xavier Little hit for three. And that evens it up. We're deadlocked again at a dozen. 11:50 to play in the period. Here's a shot at the baseline. No good and a blocking foul. Jaden Bristol, who had put that shot up, coming to the free throw line for a Benedictine. And this foul is going to be on Xavier Littlehead. It'll be team foul 6 by Haskell. Benedictine has committed only 2 team fouls so far, one each by Jaden Bristol and Eric Cruz. Free throw, in and out for Bristol. Jaden has only 2 points in the game, and they are at the free throw line. Ravens are going to bring Cruz back onto the floor, and Jaden Timmy's going to get his first breather today. One more shot coming up here for Jaden Bristol. He'll eye it and score it. Ravens by one at 13-12. Ravens are also going to get Bristol out of the game now, and Matt Austin comes back in. So what we've got on the court is Ahmad Lewis, Nysir Scott, Tyson Cathy, Eric Cruz, and Matt Austin. Here's a feed to the corner. The Rainbow Three. Perfect. Xavier Littlehead has come in, and he has knocked down back-to-back threes, putting the Indians in front, 15-13. 11:25 to go. Top side, Austin. Ravens work around deep into the corner. Ahmad has it, no room. Back out to E. Cruz for three, too strong. And on the miss, the rebound cleared away by Ryan Island. Back up with it will come Haskell. Indians playing very well in this opening half on the road here this evening. Top side going to be little hit. Bumps it over to Ira Black Bear. Black Bear starts left, comes right, goes into the lane, drives past the defender, and Black Bear goes around. Tyson Caffey hitting his first 2 points of the game, and it's 17-13. Ravens, for the second time this evening, trail by four. Out on top, Matt Austin goes into the lane. Little bunny hop shot from about 11. Won't go, but the long rebound will be hauled back down by Nysir. Back over to Matt. He'll go for another three. There it is. And shooters are going to score because they shoot. That is the first three-point bucket of the game. Scored by Benedictine at 10:20 to go in the half. Ravens trail by one, 17-16. Little backdoor pass, the flip into the corner. The shot for three is too strong. Caffey coming up with a rebound. Here comes Ahmad Lewis. Outlets right side. Nysir rockets down to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive in the corner where he picks up the double team. The feed will come to the top of the key, now bound to the left side. A long three, Matt, too strong. Hits the back of the rim with a very long rebound, pulled out by Justin Curley. Curley, one of the few seniors on this team. He is out of Ganado, Arizona. 9:40 to go. We're due for a media timeout. Here's a shot from underneath by Curley. It's up and good for two. 19-16, Indians with 9:20 to play, first half. BC down to the baseline to Cruz. Out on top, Nysir. Underneath Tyson. Right side, Matt. Austin's three. And the rebound, pulled back down by Haskell. Up with it is Curley. Comes down the right side, stopping at the 28-foot mark, but keeps his dribble alive. Starts out on top, plays off the screen. Little hook pass over to the left to Littlehead. He'll drive over to the edge, dumps it off. Back out on top with it, Camden. He will get it out on top once more, and they are doing a great job of moving the ball. Let's drive into the lane. Little one-handed shot. It's good by Black Bear. 21-16. This is the largest lead of the evening for Haskell. 8:50. Benedictine from the right side. Ahmad, a rainbow shot that barely draws iron. It was far too short. That thing was so high. Back up with it will come Black Bear. Goes into the lane. Kicks it out behind him. Straight away three. Top of the key. Nope. Rebounding it down. Benedictine. It'll be pulled down by Nysir Scott. And we're going to get a Raven timeout. Coach Moody not particularly happy with what he's seeing out of the court. We're going to enjoy the break. 8:26 to go. We're in the opening half in Atchison, Kansas, where it is the Haskell Indian Nation Indians 21, Benedictine 16.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
With you here from the Nolan Gymnasium, Benedictine playing host to Haskell Indian Nations University. And right now, Indians are doing a really nice job. They are hustling up and down the floor. They're shooting the ball reasonably well. They are rebounding, I think, exceptionally well. And their focus has allowed them to put together now their largest lead of the evening. They're in front of Benedictine at 21-16. The Ravens coming out of the timeout called by Coach Moody. BC is going to have... We've got, just as they come off the bench, Saxton Thuston, Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis, Jaden Bristol, and now putting the ball in play from the far side, it's going to be Eric Cruz. So there you have it. Here comes Benedictine. Out on top with it, Matt Austin kicks it over to the left side of Bristol. The feed comes underneath the Cruz. The backdoor pass and missed by Saxton. The point-blank layup. Nice job by Austin to recover the ball before it gets out of bounds into the Indian bench. Down the feet to the left side. The shot is going to be up high off the window and good. And a first bucket of the ball game for Ahmad Lewis. 21-18 Haskell. We're still 7:50 to go in the opening half. Ira Black Bear goes right side, feathers Valencia. Shot up, no. Rebound tipped out. Austin comes down with it. Benedictine coming down 2-on-3. Matt will go all the way to the right side of the lane. Puts it up, kind of a behind-the-head layup, and it's good. Matt Austin with 7. And it's 21-20. Quickly as that, BC roars back, coming out of that timeout. Justin Curley for Haskell goes topside. Black Bear playing it at the point. Here's a three from the right edge. It's good. Justin Curley for 5 tonight now. 24-20 Haskell. We've got 7 minutes to play, opening half. And look at this. Something that you see in the fifth grade. You see it in some high schools. And, yes, Jim Boeheim would be thrilled. We are in the 2-3 zone by Haskell here. Topside, Bristol goes back left. Here's a three, the rainbow perfection of Amon Lewis. That was another Raptor duster. It went so high. It was as high as the shot clock at the top of the backboard. Falls through, and Benedictine again is back to within one at 24-23. Indians up court with the ball. Justin Curley starts around the right side, gets double teamed. Ravens have him trapped up against the far sidelines, able to skip it out on top to Black Bear. Ira goes left side, pulls up the free throw line, dishes into the corner for the three-pointer, but there is going to be up and good. Three-point shot from deep in the edge by Camden. And right now, Haskell is just shooting the lights out here in the gym. It's 27-23. 6 minutes left in the half. Topside is Lewis. Another rainbow three. That was very short. Rebounded off the floor by Black Bear. Here comes Haskell. Black Bear comes down. He's 1-on-3. Now dishes back to the trailer, whose jump shot won't go. Rebound to go down is going to be Bristol, but the Ravens will run. Bristol comes down, goes to the free throw line, kicks it out on top to Matt. A running three for Austin. No. Rebound slapped out on top, and it'll be out of bounds to Haskell. Trey Gaines and Xavier Littlehead return for Coach Downing. Benedictine is going to take Cruz out of the game, bringing in Timmy, and we're going to get a timeout. Let's take a break, Joseph, with only 5:37 to go in the opening half. It's Haskell 27, Benedictine 23.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The crowd, it's not a huge crowd. They're still waiting to get into the ball game a little bit because Benedictine Ravens have not played like we saw them in the last outing. In fact, they have only led in the ball game once at 4-2. Wait a minute, let me fix that. They also led at 13-12. So they led by 2 at 4-2. They led 13-12. And that was the last time they led. That was at 11:49 to play here in the half. Right now, 5.5 to go as Haskell brings it in. With a 4-point lead, Indians have the basketball. Little backdoor pass, a layup, it's beautiful, it's up and in. Black Bear has 6. 29-23, largest lead of the game now for Haskell, up a half a dozen. 5:15 to go in the first. To the free throw line. Back out on top to Bristol. Jaden looking in. Plays off a screen. Bunny hops into the middle, gets it there, and goes straight up to Saxton Thuston, who scores. 29-25, Haskell. Inside 5 minutes to go in the half. Haskell around to the left side. Gaines heads baseline. Pushes up a little bit with the free hand, but no fouls called. And Haskell, speaking of fouls, had committed so many early in the game. Now, here's another little push off and the falling away shot, and they're going to call an offensive foul this time. Clearing out, and now Mock it away with a first mile. Clearing out is going to be Aspen LaPointe. Aspen will have his first foul. It'll be team foul 7. I was just beginning to mention that Haskell had committed a lot of fouls very early in the ballgame and then kind of got away from it. Ravens have only committed 2 fouls in this game. BC is going to make a substitution, and they are going to bring, what do we got out there? Jake Thompson. We've seen Braden Belt quite a bit, but we got Jake out there now. Driving in, Matt Austin shoots and misses, followed up and in. Saxton Boosten with 6. He is second in scoring now behind Matt Austin. 29-27. Indians with the lead. 4 minutes to go in the half. Out between the circles, Littlehead. Starts right, drives left, cuts across the key. Looks to the middle, finding nobody there, brings it back on top. Black Bear starts in, backs away, launches 3 and hits it. Ira Black Bear, 9 points in the game. 32-27. Haskell Indian Nations giving the Ravens all they want here this evening in the pass across the lane. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Haskell, and the Ravens are going to have it back deep in the corner down to the end of the Indian bench. Back into the lineup for Haskell is going to come Ryan Island, one of the many, many freshmen on Coach Downing's team. Cooper Downing in his 7th season at Haskell. Time flies, doesn't it? Here's the Ravens with the ball, the feet underneath to Timmy, around to the left side, Austin, cross court it comes. Back out on top, Thompson. Now Matt, Austin to the baseline, kicks it over. Back out on top, Bristol passes the 3, goes into the lane, dumps it to Matt. He will not pass the 3, but won't hit it. Rebounding it out, and it's going to be Littlehead. 3:15 to go. Back up the floor with the basketball comes Haskell and Trey Gaines. Gaines starts at the top, accelerates to the left, falling away, kicks it off the window. It's no good, and the foul is going to be the 2nd of the ball game on Jaden Bristol. Raven team foul 3, and a pair of free throws coming here for Trey Gaines. Haskell has only taken 2 free throws in the game. They were by Aspen LaPointe, and he hit 1 of the 2. Gaines coming to the line with 2 points in the game so far. This free throw is up, and it is no good. And Nysir Scott will come to the scorer's table, and he will check in. Benedictine does not want to see Jaden Bristol pick up a 3rd foul in the first half. One more shot here for Trey Gaines. It's up, it's in. Gaines with his 3rd point. 33-27. Haskell. 3:05 to go. And it is the 2nd time Haskell has led by 6. BC having a really hard time with this very basic zone defense, and we're going to have a foul up top side on Ryan Island. He will have 2. And Benedictine will be coming to the free throw line with a 1-1. At the stripe, Jaden Timmy. Jaden has 4 points, 2 of 2 at the line tonight. First shot, up and in. Jaden Timmy with 1 more look at it here. He has gotten his team back to within 5. Eyes it up, looks it over. And the senior from Omaha hits them both. 33-29. Back down the floor, Haskell. The drive and the shot blocked out of bounds by Matt Austin, but they will say Matt picks up a foul. Tried to swipe the ball out of the hands of Trey Gaines as he was going up with the shot and got part of the arm and wrist and maybe a little bit of the body. There was plenty of contact to go around. It'll be his first foul. BC team foul 4. Gaines comes back in with it again. Again, knifes into the lane. And this time, the Ravens are going to pick his pocket cleanly. Austin coming up floor, gets bumped, gets pushed, no foul. Kicks it off on top. Thompson over to the left side, nice here. 2.5 to go in the half. Ravens with the basketball. They trail by 4. On the right side is Matt. Back door goes Saxton. In traffic, doesn't get it. Rebound out of play. Raven ball. Houston, Timmy, Thompson, Austin, and putting the ball in play for Benedictine Scott. Nice here, looking, comes into the corner to the baseline. Thompson, 3, air ball, too strong. Back up court with it quickly. the breakaway, the driving layup, and a foul by Jaden Timmy. Jaden is just not able to allow that uncontested layup to happen. We'll have his first foul today, and the tempo will slow a little bit here with 2:16 to play in the half as back to the free throw line we'll go. And this time it'll be Haskell up there and Aspen LaPointe. 1 of 2 at the line tonight. This one rattles home. Back out of the lineup will come Justin Curley. He's back in and has 5 points this evening. He'll take out Ira Blackbear. Blackbear's been he was a real offensive boost when he came in. Second free throw is also good. 35-29. Again, the Ravens down a half a dozen. Just over 2 minutes left in the half. The feed in the middle of Timmy. Back spins, puts a pair of defenders, shoots it off the window, it's no good. Rebound up and in. And right now, what you're seeing is Daxton Thuston utilizing his strength, his leaping ability, and doing a great job in the paint. Daxton at 6 foot tall, playing like a guy who's 6'6 out there. Another ball stripped away and stolen by Nicer. You hear a little rumble from the crowd now. The feed across, Daxton can't get the layup to fall. Back comes Haskell with a minute and a half on the clock. 35-31 Indians. Trey Gaines right side. Nice here in his hip pocket. Skips it over to Littlehead. Littlehead looked to the top. Now drives to the baseline. Backing it on Timmy. Changes directions. Falls away. Shoots it off the window, but it's no good. Austin with a rebound. And here comes Benedictson. Ravens with the basketball. 75 seconds left in the opening half. Matt pulls up straight away. Three. And count it. Matt Austin makes it a 1-point game. We have a Haskell timeout. With 1:11 to go in the half, time up on the court. It's Haskell 35, Benedictine 34.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Haskell has been impressive in this first half. They have led for essentially the entire game. Only briefly, two times, has Benedictine led. They led at 4-2 for moments, and then they led at 13-12 for some almost 20 seconds. Other than that, the game has been tied, or mostly Haskell has been in the lead. They have led by as many as 6 on, what, 3 different occasions, but their lead is trimmed down to 1. Minute 11 to go. BC is on the court with, let's see, Nicer and Jake. You've got Matt out there. Tyson has come into the game along with Saxton. So those are the Benedictine 5. Up for the basketball, and here comes Haskell, and Trey Gaines kicks it across midcourt. Cougars on his feet, directing traffic. Now the feed over to the left side, driving in. The shot is going to be blocked by Nicer. Scott with the block, up the court, right side Matt. Austin knifes into the lane. Underhand, layup, no. Tipped up, no. Rebound Saxton, yes, and the Ravens are back in front. Saxton, Houston, makes it 36-35. Benedictine up a point. 40 seconds left in the half. Cutting into the lane, the feet will come out to the top of the key. Indians with the basketball. Top side, Trey Gaines, working in front of Saxton. Loses the handle on it, Houston, coming up with a steal. Saxton will bring it into the forecourt himself. Now slow it down. Not what he wants to do. He's going to work to the bottom. Gets it out on top. Thompson. Left side it goes Austin. Off the left block it goes. Tyson Cathy back to the right. Nicer launching and hitting a three. Nicer Scott and the Ravens have their largest lead. 39-35 at Benedictine. 6 seconds to go. 3 seconds to go. Haskell drives, shoots, scores at the buzzer, and we come to halftime off the basket by Ryan Island. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. We're in the Nolan and Atchison at intermission. Benedictine, 39, Haskell, 37.
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Taco John's is located south of the Santa Fe Depot in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
It's great to have you back with us here in the Nolan. We're at halftime. The Benedictine Ravens down in front, 39-37. Let's recap the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Haskell Indian Nations, they are led by the duo of Ira Black Bear and Aspen LaPointe, each with 9. Half a dozen in the opening half for Xavier Littlehead. It was a 5-point half for Justin Curley. 3 each for Camden Sikakwapta and Trey Gaines. Ryan Island with 2 that shot just before halftime. For the Benedictine Ravens, how about double-digit first halves for both Matt Austin and Saxton Thuston, each with 10. 6.5 for Jaden Timmy. Ahmad Lewis has 5. Both Nysir Scott and Jaden Bristol with 3. Tyson Cathy with 2. Benedictine has been at the free throw line quite a bit. 4, 6, 7, 8, 9 of 10 at the free throw line for the Ravens. I've got Haskell at 4 of 6 at the free throw line. BC normally is a perimeter scoring team. I mean, they like to shoot threes and they do it extremely well, and it has been very, very successful for them. But in the first half today, a pair of threes from Matt Austin, Ahmad Lewis with 1, and Nysir with 1. So 4 three-pointers in that first half for Benedictine. For Haskell, Xavier Littlehead has a couple of three-point shots. Camden with a 3, and Ira Blackbear with a 3, and Justin Curley with 1. So Haskell has knocked down 5 threes in the first half. These Ravens are not going to be home again too quickly, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that as we go along. Benedictine home here tonight. Then Friday, they're going to go to Seward, Nebraska for the Cattle Classic. It's going to be held at Concordia. They will Friday afternoon be playing Hastings, and then Saturday afternoon will be playing the host Concordia team before BC comes back. The men come back on the 11th of November, our Thursday evening game, and they will host Avila. Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
So that is how it shakes up. We've gotten printed halftime stats. We'll sort through those and share some of the information in them with you when we return. But right now we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime in Atchison. We'll be back to bring you the second half of tonight's Raven basketball game live here on King Radio, but with your intermission score. The Benedictine Ravens, 39. The Haskell Indian Nations Indians, 37. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, heavens, yes, he's got your halftime.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us on this Monday night game as we've got the Benedictine men's basketball team playing Haskell this evening. Coming up on the Care Country Sports Schedule, the next thing that we're going to have is, of course, Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look comes to you live from the Care Radio Sports Studios and airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report on Thursday night, normally around 5:15 to 5:20. Then, on Friday night, we've got a heck of a game for you as Eudora is coming to town in Atchison, taking on the Phoenix. At 6 p.m., we'll have the kickoff for that Friday night game, Eudora at Atchison. Across the other radio stations in the MSC Radio Network's system, we have at KMZA 92.1 Hanover at Axtell this Friday night, and KNZA 103.9 will be doing the Troy at Jefferson County North game. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look around the area with the scores as I have them.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Do you still have retirement plans with a former employer? Are you close to retirement and about to turn 72? Do you know what RMD means? If not, you might be making a big retirement mistake. Retirement planning is not just about retirement, but about planning. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management invites you to call to set up a complimentary review of your current retirement situation. To schedule your IRA and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC, Hamada Wealth Management Group, and IFG. Your unaffiliated entities.
Taking a look around the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we've got Mid-American Nazarene trailing Science and Arts of Oklahoma at the 21-second mark. It's Science and Arts 88, Mid-American Nazarene 85. At halftime in the Peru Morningside game, it is Morningside at 41 points to Peru State's 29. Kansas Christian College and Baker are meeting up this evening. At the start of the second, Kansas Christian College is at 46 points to Baker's 44. And in the Hannibal-LaGrange-Culver-Stockton game that just got underway, It's Culver Stockton at 5, Hannibal LaGrange 2. In the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, the men's Ravens basketball team is sitting at 39 points to Haskell's 37. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy tonight with a low of 31. Northwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs around 48 tomorrow, partly cloudy. Overcast skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 30. Upper 40s Wednesday, turning warmer on Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range, 31 tonight, 48 tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Taking a look outside right now in downtown Atchison, we're sitting at 38 degrees. We've got a negligible wind at about 2 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 38 degrees. The dew point is at 37 degrees Fahrenheit. The barometric pressure is sitting at 95%. I'm sorry, the humidity is sitting at 95%. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.42 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom and Gus Kautz, or Tom Kautz, in just a couple of moments.
From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison. Your sports bar for all seasons.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312 Commercial to get smart about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at
913-367-3232. We are Farmers.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
You've been listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now rejoin Tom and Gus Kautz live at the arena for the second half action.
Welcome back to the Nolan, everybody. The teams have come back out onto the court, out of the locker room, and we're getting set to go to the second half of this evening's Benedictine ball game as the Ravens hosting Haskell Indian Nations College. Benedictine has had to come from behind to have a 39-37 lead here at the break. First of all, I want to thank Joseph, our producer engineer, back at the studio. Joseph, well done, man. Thank you very much. Tom Kautz with you here, and looking at the halftime statistics, Tell you what, Haskell has played very well. I mean, they've shot the ball well. They are 14 of 23 shooting, 61%. 5 of 8 three-point shooting. Of course, that's 62.5%. Benedictine is not shooting well. 13 of 33. That's a 39% clip. 4 of 15, hitting only 26% three-point shooting. It's the free throws that have gotten the Ravens back in this thing, where, again, as we mentioned earlier, they're 9 out of 10. Haskell is 4 out of 6. Rebounding, the edge belongs to Benedictine, 19 to 13. And most notably, BC has 8 offensive rebounds in the first half and only 9 defensive. For Haskell, 1 offensive rebound in the entire first half. Haskell has turned it over 9 times. Benedictine has only turned it over 4 times, and the Ravens even have 2 blocks. So again, BC has done a lot of things well in order to be back in this game. They've trailed by as many as 6 3 times. They lead by 2 here as we get set to go to the second half. Coming out of the court for Benedictine will be the original starting 5. Jaden Bristol, Jaden Timmy, Matt Austin, Eric Cruz, and Saxton Thuston. Looking out here for Haskell Indian Nations. Looks like it's going to be their original 5 also. We've got Camden, Peacock, Gupta, Spencer Moran, and Aspen LaPointe, Xavier Littlehead, and Trey Gaines. Here we go. Ball belongs to the Indians, and the first shot goes up. Blocked by Cruz, and here comes the Benedictine offense. Out on top. E. Cruz, it's 3. It's good. That is a huge momentum changer as Eric Cruz gets his first point of the game. And Eric Cruz is now a 1,000-point player. How about that? He came into the game tonight with 999. And now he joins the 1,000-point club. Benedictine with that bucket leads 42 to 37, and there's a turnover on the other end of the court. Rams are going to be putting it back in. 19-15 to play. Bristol over the left side to Cruz. Back out on top, it'll come to Matt. The back door, Timmy. The kick out on top. Matt back over to Cruz. It's another 3. That one is not going to drop. Rebound tipped out, and it'll be rescued by Haskell. Moran coming out with the basketball into the forecourt. With it will come LaPointe. BC by 5. Benedictine's largest lead of the game. Top side, LaPointe. Starts left. Goes down toward the baseline. Fades away from the left side of the lane. The shot is up no good, but he will get his own rebound. Dish it off on top. Littlehead for 3! 9 points, Xavier Littlehead. 42-40. Haskell continues to battle hard and keep this game close. Ravens out on top. Austin kicks it over. Ravens down to the block. Back out underneath. Oh, a beautiful move to the basketball. And an easy layup, Jaden Timmy, his 8th point. 44-40 Ravens. That was superb movement of the basketball. Brisk and quick and sharp. 18 minutes left. Around to the left side, Haskell with it. Outside, coming into the middle is going to be LaPointe. One hand push pass into the corner. Moran, shot up, hit the bottom of the rim, and it won't go down. Rebounding it is going to be Matt Austin. Matt races up the floor, goes into the lane, goes coast to coast, lays it up and in, Matt Austin. 46-40. This is the Ravens' largest lead now. 17.5 to go. Cougar on his feet. He may stop this game shortly before his team has a chance to find themselves in trouble. Here's the ball, batted away. It's going to be stolen. Thuston on the left side to Matt. Austin in, up, 2 more. Matt Austin, 14. Haskell needs a T.O. And on top of the bucket, there was a foul called, and we're going to get a free throw for Matt. So Austin will be coming to the free throw line, and Coach Downing is going to take a timeout before the free throw is shot. We're taking a break with 17:22 to go in the game. Benedictine 48, Haskell 40.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. locally owned and operated. You'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Matt Austin coming to the free throw line as we're back. Matt eyes it, shoots it, and there it is. Matt Austin completes the 3-point play. And the Ravens now lead it 49-40. Benedictine has come out of the second half and has outscored Haskell 10-3 in the first 3 minutes. Back out on top. Haskell, they push the ball now way away from the basket. Way above the 28-foot line, two steps above the top of the key. Now they'll bring it in, launch a three. That's an air ball, very wide to the left side. It goes out of bounds on a hop, and BC is going to have a back in play from their back court. Eric Cruz will bring it in. Nicir Scott is in. So Cruz and Scott with Timmy, Austin, and Bristol. Don't you Benedict and Vibe right now. 16:40 to go in the game. Ravens with the ball, leading it by 9. Bristol accelerates into the middle, kicks it back to Cruz. He'll stop, square, shoot, and score. That's 3 more for Eric Cruz. 52-40. And the Ravens beginning to open up a bit of a lead here with 16.5 to go. Little head back on the right side. Haskell, it's important that they don't try to push and don't press a little bit. Need to continue to play like they did early in the game. Here's a three from the top. It doesn't go. Nice offensive board. The shot deflected, and they're going to call a foul against Benedictine on that block. That's going to put Haskell at the free throw line. Official's going to let us know the whistle's going to be on Eric Cruz. It'll be E's second foul of the ball game. First foul of the second half by the Ravens. And at the stripe, Aspen LaPointe. Aspen shoots and scores. So Aspen LaPointe has done a great job tonight for this team. He has been extremely impressive, I think. He is, what now, 4 of 5 at the free throw line. That one won't go, and the rebound is going to be hauled down by Tyson Caffey, who has just checked in. And it's 52-41 Ravens. As we go beneath 16 minutes left in the game. Bristol with the top side. Jaden Bristol has only 3 points in the game this evening, and they are all on free throws where he's 3 out of 4. On the left side, nice here. Off the block, feeds underneath. Tyson has it slapped out of his hands, and it'll be picked up off the floor by Haskell. Here come the Indians with 15:40 left. The ball crosses at the center circle. Black Bear will have it. Feeds in the middle. LaPointe goes in, goes up. Can't get it to roll in for him. It hung on the lip of the rim and then fell away. Ravens with the defensive rebound and back up with it. They'll go. Right side, Matt. Top side, Bristol. Jaden comes into the free throw line. Back over to the left. It goes. Cruz with it on top. Back to Austin. Alone, a three, a good. It's as simple as that. Give Matt Austin any kind of daylight, and he can put that shot in, hits another one. 10 in the first half for Matt. 8 more already in the second half. And the Heart of America Athletic Conference Player of the Week in week 1 of the season, Matt Austin has 18 already. 55-41. BC now by 14. And we're going to have a turnover up top side by Haskell. A little confusion up on top between the 1 and 2, and BC back up the floor. Ravens in the home white with black and red. Haskell in the traveling gold uniform with blue and white. Austin will have it right side, one hand push pass. Here's Cruz. 3 more! Eric Cruz. He has come on to hit 3 second half threes, and it's now 58-41 Benedictine. Ravens by 17. They're on a 19-4 run to begin the second half. Over to the right side, no shot there. Back out on top, it's going to be to Black Bear. He will challenge the lane, go up off the back of the rim, and it won't drop in. Rebound, Cruz. to Bristol. Benedictine on offense, trying to transition. The feed across underneath, and the ball is going to be stripped out of Tyson's hands, and he'll lose it out of bounds. Back it will come to Haskell. Spencer Moran will check back into the lineup, and he will take out Camden. 14 minutes, and now inside 14 to go. 58-41 Ravens. Jane Bristol nearly run over as he was screened by Littlehead. No foul. Everybody kept their balance. Now Littlehead goes right side. Shot blocked from behind by Tyson. But it's going to be saved down on top. Spencer Moran. He'll go between the circles. Ira Black Bear into the lane. Running shot up. No one. Foul this time is going to be called on Nysir. Nysir Scott, foul number one. Benedictine team foul two. And at the free throw line, it will be Ira Black Bear. Ira had a huge first half, 9 points. Has not yet scored in the second half. The shot is airborne, rattles, it's good. Double-figure scoring for Ira Black Bear. He is the first Haskell player, or maybe the second Haskell player to get to double digits. Aspen LaPointe also has 10. Nice here, out of the ball game. Eric Cruz out of the ball game, and Jaden Timmy and Ahmad Lewis will report in. Black Bear's second free throw, in and out. Tyson Cathy with a rebound, and here comes Benedictine. 58-42 Ravens at 13 and a half to go. Second half has really belonged to Benedictine. And as Bristol starts to drive in, we're going to have a foul on Timmy. I kind of didn't see that one happen. I can kind of suspect what must have happened. Ultimately, a little contact off the ball. And back up with it will come Haskell. 17-footer straight away. Off the mark, no. And getting way upstairs again for a nice rebound is Tyson Cathy. Out on top, Ahmad Lewis. Back to Bristol. Accelerates, goes right side. Kisses it off the window and good. Jaden Bristol with his first field goal of the game. 60-42. Ravens now up 18. And we're 12:50 left. BC will stay with their play of defense. I would be stunned if at any time of the season you saw anything else that'll skip pass down to the right side of the lane, trying to spin in, no room. Goes back to Black Bear, kind of a running three, is well off the mark, but rebounded nicely and followed home by LaPointe. He's got a dozen. 60-42, Benedictine. 60-42. Here's a three. Austin, no. Rebound, Haskell. Spencer Moran way upstairs to pull that down. Moran has not gotten any points in the game, but he's done a nice job on the board. Handles left side. Off on top, Littlehead. Back over right side. Inside 12 to go. Little seesaw dribble. Black Bear into the lane. Kind of an off-balance shot. Depth no good, and rebound will be tipped down and rescued by Spencer Moran. And now the cross baseline pass will be slapped out of bounds by Matt Austin. The ball comes back to Haskell. Shot clock at 18, game clock at 11:45, and the scoreboard shows the Ravens leading it here, 60-44. Haskell will bring it in. They are going now from left to right. The ball's going to be stolen. The drive down the court, Matt Austin. Up and in with the layup. That is 20 points for Matt Austin. 62-44 Ravens. Finger roll on the other end. Up and in, and one more for Xavier Littlehead. That is the first bucket of the game for Xavier that was not a three-point shot, but he's got a chance to make a conventional three-point play out of it. The foul is going to be, I believe, the third of the game by Jaden Timmy. Free throw here is good. Xavier Littlehead having a nice game. A dozen points now. 62-47. Aces on the board. 11-11 to go in the game. Bristol, top side, in the middle. Tyson, skyhook, nope. Offensive board, Tyson, follow. Yes, plus one. Tyson is something extremely smart right there as he went up with that first shot. He had a little bit too much on it. Hit the back of the rim and carried him straight back out over the front where he was already in place to pull down that offensive board. Then he did a little head fake, got his defender off his feet a little bit, and Tyson reversed direction. Instead of turning in to the hoop, he turned away, got it off the window, and up and in, plus one. The free throw won't happen. Tyson Caffey with 4 points, and the rebound is going to be lost out of bounds. It will be Haskell basketball. 11:07 to go. We're going to make a little addition here. They're going to call Tyson for a foul. Is that called? Ball was going out of play. And up court with it, here comes Haskell down the right side of the lane. The dish pushed back out on top, Littlehead. Tries to get a shot away, but cannot. Justin Curley's back of the game. He'll go into the lane. Defense is too much for him. He'll kick it back out on top. This time they'll dump it over to the right side. In, up, in and out, no. Rebound tipped by Kathy. Pulled down by Cruz, who gets fouled in the backcourt. Eric Cruz a little frustrated with how he was being handled down there. And the Ravens will have it in play in the backcourt. 10.5 to play. Benedictine with the ball, leading at 64-47. Baseline. The throw across, and Jaden Bristol had gone up for like he was going to go for the layup. Teammate started breaking for a potential rebound. Bristol kicked it over to the other corner. He was trying to set up one of his teammates for an uncontested three, but there was nobody there, so the Ravens are going to turn it over. Here's a three on the other end. It is up and good. Xavier Littlehead continues to shoot well from the perimeter. 64-50. 10-10 left. In, up, no. Followed Caffey, no. Tipped out and saved by Haskell. Quickly down the floor with the basketball, and out on top is going to be Ira Blackbear. And this time he just literally turns around, puts his back to the rim, and kind of walks the dribble back out towards center circle. Let's that offense set itself. Here's a three from the right, and another three by Littlehead. That was a 23-foot shot by Xavier Littlehead. 64-53, and suddenly we watched Haskell come back in this game, and on the other end, how about that? Bristol just squares, and Jaden throws down a three. 67-53. 9:20 to play. Left side, Littlehead into the lane. Finger roll up off the back, and it won't drop. Cruz with another defensive rebound, and the Ravens take it the other way. Long shot. Cruz, no. Rebound saved by Ahmad Lewis. Lewis coming out with a rebound, dumps it back out on top. Jaden Bristol with it. Starting to the right side. A little bit of a shoulder-high dribble. Gets it to Cruz on top, who will cut down the right side of the lane. Lays it off behind him. Here's a shot for three that is up and will not go down. Braden Belt has just come into the game for the first time tonight. Can't get it to fall. Back up court with it will come Haskell. So we've got Bristol and Caffey and Cruz out there with Lewis and Belt. Those are the Benedictine five with 8:20 to go. Haskell comes right side. Curley stops. Pop. There's another three. Justin Curley's second three of the game. 67-56. And at 8:10 left. Way out on top of the basketball, Jaden Bristol starts right, drives left, cuts into the middle, goes across the lane, all the way down to the baseline, works off the screen, comes out on top. Here's Belt. It's three. It's good. First bucket of the ball game, Braden Belt for Benedictine. Braden, a 6'1" junior from Andover, Kansas. 70-56 Ravens. 7:40 to go. Driving right, a little push by Caffey, no foul. Tyson Caffey just kind of ran into the back of Xavier Littlehead and bumped him. Coach Downing a little unhappy with the lack of a call there, and as the Ravens get to the other end, the shot by Cruz will miss. Pulled back down by Haskell. And these two teams are just running wildly right now. I mean, they are just flying up and down the court. Not a lot of offense really happening here as they're just shooting off transition. Now BC will set up a bit of a defense. Here's the pass over to the left corner. Back off on top is going to come Curley. Haskell with the basketball. 8 on the shot clock. Starting to the right side, now fading away. Top of the key, the 3 is going to be up. It misses. Freeman's looking to get a foul, or Haskell looking to get a foul call, and I don't see one. But with a stoppage of play, we're going to get a media break and take it with them. Timeout on the court. We're all the way down to 6:58 to play this evening, where it's Benedictine 70, Haskell 56.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Great to have you along with us here this evening at 6:58 to play in the game, and Benedictine leading Haskell 70-56. Guys game only here this evening, so be aware of that. Looking at the updated statistics, Benedictine still not shooting a fabulous number. They are 10 of 26 three-point shooting at 38%, 25 of 54 from the floor at 46%, but Haskell's cold, gotten much, much colder. They're down to 45% off the floor, but still 56% three-point shooting in the game. That is what kept them as close as they are. Saxton Thuston is back in for Benedictine. Belt is out there. Matt Austin, Nicer, and rounding it out is going to be Eric Cruz. BC with the ball. Saxton off the window with the left hand and scores. Houston's first second half points, and he's hit a dozen tonight. 72-56. Long cross court pass slapped away by Matt Austin. He tried to get a call saying that it had kicked off the shoulder of Justin Curley, but the official really on the spot. He had a perfect vantage point for that and says, no, not like that. The ball's going to come back in, and Haskell drives down the right side, a little push with the shoulder, no foul called. Cutting across is going to be Trey Gaines. Behind the back pass, loose on the floor, diving for it. It's on the court, picked up by first Thuston, then to Austin. Back it comes to Saxton. He'll get into the forecourt. Brayden Bell will take it across the timeline and take it down the right side. Keeps his dribble alive, pulls it off on top, goes top of the key. The defense falls off. He'll put up a shot that misses. Rebound tipped out, pulled down. Here comes Haskell. 5:55 to go in the game. Ravens with a 72-56 lead. Haskell with the basketball, and it's going to be Ira Blackbear. Little left-hand dribble around the left side, and now they go to a very basic motion offense. That's going to be Trey Gaines with it. Right side to Curley. Back out on top to Blackbear. He's looking off to the top of the key where Littlehead jumps up. Shot from the left side. It's a 3 up and good. Justin Curley's third 3. 72-59. And we've got 5:20 to go. Benedictine has the ball and the lead. Haskell will not give up. Here's another 3. Airborne and in for Braden Belt. 75-59. Black Bear will start to the top. Gets inside the defense of Saxton Thuston. Drives the left side of the lane, then kicks it back out on the corner. Xavier can't get a shot away. Back out top side is going to come. Now down the left side of the lane. The shot's going to be blocked. Knocked away, but recovered by Haskell. And the layup is going to be up and in by Trey Gaines, and we will get a timeout Haskell. Joseph, another break, if you will. This one coming at 4:40 to go in the game. Ravens 75, Indians 61.
Unley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection.
They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Honey Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Honey Liquor.
And around Zona Gymnasium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. We've got only 4:41 to play in the game. And Benedictine has come from behind here in the second half to take the 75-61 lead they enjoy right now. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph at the studio. Tom Counsell here, courtside in the Ravens. Here at home this evening, and again for Benedictine, not a ton of home games left in the schedule. Before the holiday break, frankly. After this one here this evening, Benedictine is going to go to Seward, Nebraska later this week. Friday and Saturday, they'll be in the Cattle Classic at Concordia, Nebraska, playing Hastings and Concordia. They will be back in town on the 11th, next Thursday, hosting Avila. That will be their last game at home before December. BC putting the ball in play in the backcourt, and now they're going to work against some full court pressure. Cruz has it deep in the backcourt. Black Bear with him. Now to Austin. Right side will go to Bristol in the rim. They're going to have it in the forecourt. As the ball comes across the timeline, you see Haskell drop back into half-court defense, and they go to a player defense for the first time in a very long time. Here's Braden Belt into the lane. Finger roll and scores. Braden Belt. He's gotten some PT here in the second half and making the most of it. Has 8 points in the game. 77-61 Ravens. 4 minutes to go. On the right side, going to be Littlehead. Top side, Black Bear. He will cut down the lane and go off the window to score it. Give Ira Black Bear the basket plus. He's coming to the free throw line for one. The Raven committing the foul. It'll be Braden Belt. Cruz will go out. Kimmy back on the court for BC. Justin Curley will exit the floor, and into the game is going to be, for the first time tonight, Haskell's Brian Strom. Strom. The free throw won't go. Ravens lead at 77-63. Brian Strom is a freshman from Zella, Washington. Here's a feed in the middle, and the one-handed shot up and in. Give an assist to Jaden Bristol in the bucket. Saxton Thuston, he's got 14. Here's a three for the left side, a long shot. Up, no good. Rebound's going to be slapped around and rolling on the court. Saved by Austin. Ravens are going to take it the other way. Jaden Bristol into the forecourt with 3:15 to go. Matt Austin to Bristol. The Ravens are going to go to almost a four-corner kind of offense. You know, the ball is going to be knocked out of Bristol's hands on a headlong dive by a very aggressive, hard-working Aspen LaPointe. It'll go out of bounds back to BC, 16 on the shot clock. Saxton Thuston looks to bring it in. He'll come in on the near side. We'll have some contact as it was coming into Belt. And it will come back in again to Benedictine on the far side. This is going to be Camden's third foul tonight. And we're going to get another timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens. 3:06 left. Benedictine 79, Haskell 63.
Are you confused about the stock market? Feel like you are taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist you. They believe it is important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your no-cost income and retirement planning review, call Brandy at 928-443-7536 or search online at Hamada Wealth Management.
Securities and advisory services offered through Independent Financial Group, member FINRA, SIPC. Hamada Wealth Management Group and IFG are unaffiliated entities.
Benedictine and head coach Ryan Moody exercising a timeout right there, and it'll be Saxton Thuston putting in a play from the 28-foot mark on the far side in the Raven forecourt. BC in front, 79-63. It'll come into Timmy. He'll kick it over to the right side. Now back into Thuston. Out on top, Jaden Bristol. Back it comes to Timmy. Here's Matt Austin into the corner. Here's Belt. It's three. No. Rebound. Saxton goes in and up, and they're going to call a jump ball. I got to say the defender had gotten in there and had tied that up. Possession arrow to the Ravens. 2:50 left in the game. It comes in. Straight up and in to Saxton Thuston. That was a tremendous inbound play. You got to get Bristol an assist on that one. And Thuston now at 16 points. Ravens' second leading scorer behind only Matt Austin, who has 20. Again. Here's a baseline three. No. Thuston upstairs for the board. And the Ravens back up court. 2:22 to go. First over the basketball. Picked up now on a double team as it gets into the forecourt, but is able to kick it over to Matt Austin and elude that trap up near midcourt. Matt works around to the left side. Goes into the lane. Changes hands. Puts the shot up. And he goes hard to the floor. No foul called. And on the miss, the rebound comes up to Haskell, goes to the right side. Here's a three, launched and hit. I know why Brian Strom is brought in the game to hit that shot, because he did it nicely. It is now 81-66, Benedictine. 2 minutes to play. And now we've got Strom committing a foul, his first tonight. It will be for Haskell, team foul five of the second half. So Benedictine will be putting into play right at the end of the Raven bench. Here, coaches Moody and Peer. Saxton Thuston will do the inbound work for BC. Looking in. Gets it out on top to Matt. Austin very near midcourt. Handles the ball, goes to the left side, starts into the lane, kicks it way back out on top to Belt. Heel and knife into the lane, change hands off the window and get it. Belt for two more. He is somehow quickly a double finger scoring with 10. 83-66 Ravens. Out on top. The launch three. No. Rebound. Bristol. A minute and a half to go and the Ravens about to go to 3-0. It's a good way to start November. And then Bristol, as he accelerates and drives past his defender, he finds Camden reaching out, picking up a foul. And I have him now for, I think, four maybe fouls. Multiple substitutions entering the game for both of these teams. Coming in now for the Ravens, we're going to have, let me get all the information here in front of me. It is going to be 5'8 junior Zach Quinn. Zach from down by Leavenworth. Also into the game for BC is going to be Ahmad Lewis. You're going to have Braden Belt out there. Also in the game, Joel Adise. And rounding it out is Jake Thompson. So there's your Benedictine 5-minute court with a minute 15 left. Ahmad Lewis dumps it left side, kicks it down low. Adise spins, backs in. Brings it back out on top. The shot, the three. Yes! Braden Belt, three more. 13 for Belt. 86-66. We've got a minute to go. The ball out topside. Haskell works it over to the corner. Gets it to Brian Strom. Strom comes in, pulls up 15. Got it! Strom has come in and is two for two from the floor. BC and Jake Thompson, of course. Jake crossing on the near side right in front of the scorer's table. Takes it to the wing. Keeps the dribble alive. Works his way toward the baseline. Working against Cordell King, who's in for Haskell. King from Seminole, Oklahoma. Here's a shot from the top. Won't drop for Thompson. Back up with it will come Haskell. Shot clock is off. Here's a three left side. No. Offensive board. Pull back down. On top, Gage Chambers. No. Pull down Zach Schwinn coming up with a rebound. Zach will bring it up the floor himself and swing it over to the left side, and Benedictine will not take a shot, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight, the Benedictine Ravens 86, Haskell 68. And we'll be back to summarize it for you. And stick around, we're going to have a visit with Coach. All that and more when we return right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Health Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this.
Amberwell Health grew right here in Northeast Kansas when Atchison Hospital rebranded with a vision to connect their communities and their care. That vision continues with Hiawatha Community Hospital joining the Amberwell family as Amberwell Hiawatha. Amberwell Health now includes two complete care locations, Amberwell Atchison and Amberwell Hiawatha, and five clinic locations in Atchison, Horton, Highland, Leavenworth, and Troy. Together, Amberwell continues to serve their communities and their patients, combining knowledge, resources, and a dedication to provide clinical excellence and compassionate care. From early dinners with the family to post-game celebrations with the team, Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Burgers are the choice to fill your tank. Try the grill burgers and cheeseburgers as a combo with fries and a drink, or alone to savor the flavor. DQ Grill Burgers make happy taste good. Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill at 10th and Skyway in Atchison.
It's back to school, and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison, and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Skyway Vapes has a new home. See them at 711 Commercial Street for your vaping products. They carry everything you need to get started on your journey to a healthier alternative to smoking, carrying products ranging from mini pod systems all the way up to intermediate mods. Check them out at their new location, 711 Commercial in Atchison. Still with those great hours, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and noon to 7 on Sunday. It's Skyway Vapes in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to the Nolan, where this evening the Benedictine Ravens really had their hands full, particularly early in the ballgame, with the Haskell Indian Nations team as BC found themselves really struggling in the first half. Haskell played great. Ravens had to come from behind and were able to take a two-point lead into the locker room at halftime, but the second half a very, very different game, and the Ravens rolled to a 18-point win here this evening. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Haskell Indian Nations and head coach Cougar Downing. How about this? Four players in double-digit scoring led by Xavier Littlehead with 18. A dozen apiece for Aspen LaPointe and Ira Blackbear. Justin Curley had 11. It was 5 for both Brian Strom and Trey Gaines. 3 tonight for Camden Sequa Quapta and Ryan Island with 2. That is the scoring for Haskell. For the Benedictine Ravens, who moved to 3-0 on the season after this win, another 20-point game for Matt Austin. And Matt, 10 in the first half, 10 more in the second half, and he has just been, you know how he is. He's great. He's offensively superb, and 20 more points for Matt tonight. Saxton Thuston had a great offensive evening this evening. He had 16 points for the Ravens, 13 tonight for Braden Belt, who came in off the bench scoring all of them in the second half. It drops into Eric Cruz, who had 9 points tonight, did not score in the first half. But at 19:18 to go in the game, hit a three-point shot to give him over 1,000 points as a Raven. So congratulations, Eric Cruz. 9 points tonight. Thank you. 8 apiece this evening for both Jaden Bristol and Jaden Timmy. It was 5 tonight for Ahmad Lewis. He got all of those in the first half. Tyson Cathy with 4. 2 in the first and 2 in the second half. And Nysir Scott for the Ravens hitting a three-point shot tonight for his scoring. On the night, Haskell really shot, like we talked about, so well in the first half, 61 from the floor and 63 from three. In the second half, it cooled down to 34 from the floor on many more shots, and they were 40% from three-point land, ending up 46% tonight, hitting right at half of their three-point shots this evening. For Benedictine, Ravens ended up with 49% from the floor, 38 three-point shooting, and they did a nice job, 10 of 12 at the free throw line this evening, 83%. Coach Moody making his way up here. We'll get a chance to chat with him and kind of get some of his early thoughts about how this thing had gone. Coach, I don't know if you're going to be able to hear me through this thing yet. We'll get the chief engineer to work on that headset listening business here one of these days. But in the meantime,
am I on?
Yeah, okay. I hear you. Great, okay. You're sounding fantastic, and you guys played well. Congratulations, another nice win for you. Although a little bit of a slow start, the second half was really different than the first, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was different. I mean, you know, gosh, this is a tough one because, you know, this is our third game in 5 days. This day with a basketball-related activity. You know, and I know that sounds, I don't know if that sounds soft to the listening audience or not, but that's a lot. I mean, that's, you know, that we usually have at least an off day every 3 or 4 days. And we just couldn't fit it in with the travel and everything else. So, you know, I thought I was a little worried that we were going to come out, maybe with not as much energy in this game, and Haskell, had a week to get ready. So, you know, and that's kind of, that was a self-fulfilling prophecy. We just weren't that great in the first half. Although they hit some really tough shots. And they were at like 62% from the field in the first half, and then we kind of dug in and guarded them a little bit better in the second half and got them down in that 30s range where we like. So, you know, I mean, you got to win. I just told the guys, Tom, I don't know what it looked like, but I think my group and even my staff thought we were probably going to run away with this one, and it didn't happen until the very end. And so when you're playing poorly or not up to your standard and it's kind of clunky and ugly, you got to just play through the bad. And I thought we did a really good job of that tonight. We just kind of played through the bad and got back to doing what we do, the small things on defense, and we grinded out some stops. And then, of course, Eric, you know, I mean, that energized the gym, energized the team. I think we tried to run a little back screen right off the tip to get him a layup right off the tip, and it didn't work. And so I think that kid had the 1,000-point thing on his mind the entire first 20 and was a nervous wreck. And then, you know, finally hit that shot in the second half to get him there, and then he kind of goes off a little bit. So I'm proud of him for the 1,000 points, proud of his teammates for finding him. But, yeah, good win. We'll take it. I'm not sure. Coach Beard and I were just talking. I know I'm continuing to talk, Tom. But
Don't stop now. You're doing great.
I'm not sure that since I've been the head coach we've ever started 3-0. I distinctly don't remember that at all. So, you know, we're excited. You know, we really like this group. So,
Matt Austin, I mean, next time you look at the score sheet, he's back to 20 again. I mean, he's just so dependable. And what I love about him, and you appreciate this, when you're a shooter and the first ones don't go down, what you do is you shoot again. Oh. And that's what he does, and it works.
Yeah, I mean, he's when Matt, Coach Peer likes to use the term cooking. When Matt gets cooking, you just let him cook. You know, you kind of just let him go do his thing. And he's a very, very talented offensive player. And I'm going to give him a lot of props because I even said this in practice a couple times. I've never given Matt a compliment for defense because when we got him, he wasn't very good. But I'll tell you what, he's guarding a lot better too now. I mean, he's really digging into both ends. And, when he's good on offense, he's really good. But, you know, tonight, Saxon Thusen, what about him?
That was where I was going next.
There's no way that this is right. There's no way he had 6 rebounds. I mean, he had to have at least 10 or 11.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was dominant on the glass today and just got so much done. You know, so this kid, when he was a junior in high school, he led the state of Missouri in rebounding, you know, and so he can do that. He is so good around the rim. And now that he's kind of bought into that at the college level, at his size, he's such a mismatch problem because when we play him at the three, they've got a smaller guy on him. He can out-jump him, and he just gets so much done around the rim. So, you know, I'm happy for him and having a good game too.
Yeah, deceiving leaping ability and very quick off the floor. You know, I mean, the next thing you know, he's above the rim and pulling it down. I mean, it's just like, it's remarkable how quickly he gets to it. It seems like
no question. Yeah, you know, and I'm a little disappointed in our shot distribution. You know, I mean, we our starters You know, one of them takes two, one of them takes four shots. I mean, that's I'd like to see that a little higher, to be honest with you. Nice year, Scott only took one shot, you know. But in the end, I mean, you know, we weren't at our best tonight, and we found a way to win it, so we'll take it.
Hey, we don't get to see some of the young guys a lot because you got so many guys coming back. We've been talking about that all year, but you got Braden Belts and PT, and boy, did he cash him in.
He's good. He's
very
good. I mean, you know, and again, and a kid who's gotten much better on defense, so we can trust him a little bit more. But Braden can shoot it. You know, he's like Thomas O'Connor, you know, 2.0. You know, he is that good. And so, and his teammates know it. You could tell. I mean, they were trying to get him shots, and they were cheering for him. So, you know, Braden gives us that other guy off the bench that can knock in shots. I'm glad some went in for him because they hadn't gone in up to this point. But he's a really good player for us, makes us better.
And now for you guys, you know, it's not a lot of time off. You're right back at it this weekend, a road trip, and you go to, Coach, the Cattle Classic. How about that?
Yeah, the Cattle Classic. We're in Seward, Nebraska, close to my hometown of Omaha, kind of right outside my parents where they live now in Lincoln. But it's a great tournament. Hastings and Concordia, who we play at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday, and we play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Saturday. They're both really good. We're going to be challenged. Hastings has a lot of transfers, some really good players. Concordia is just a really good program, very similar to Briarcliff, and maybe even plays a little bit like us. So I have a feeling that we're really going to be challenged. But I told the guys, like, I don't want to see one single person tomorrow. We are not doing basketball at all tomorrow. So they're off completely. We'll get back at it on Wednesday and Thursday and then go up and take our chances in Nebraska. But I like this group. You know, we got a lot of different ways we can score. We defend really well. Tonight we looked a little funky, but I think we'll be back to normal this weekend.
And the fans always turn out for you, even though the weather's a little dismal and the football game
What's
is going on.
Game, you know?
Yeah. Do we want to spoil it?
It's not over.
No, but
yeah, I'm not taping
just
it.
Just before halftime, it's tied at 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so we get to see the second half.
We will get to see it end. We'll see the winning score.
I love it. I love it. Well, thanks for being here, Tom. And, yeah, our fans were fantastic tonight. Come watch this team. If you're listening and you haven't been up here, you know, we're back home next Thursday against Avila. And this team's fun to watch. They play hard. They play unselfish. And we'd love to have you come out. So come out and watch us.
Coach, we'll do it. Congratulations.
Right, thank you.
You bet. Ryan Moody, head coach of the Benedictine guys, as the Ravens move to 3-0 on the season. With that said, we're going to call it an evening. We certainly want to thank you for having joined us. Again, tonight's final score, Benedictine 86, Haskell Indian Nations College 68. And until we greet you next time, for our man Joseph, he produces, he engineers, he does it all, the magic. Back at the K Radio Sports Studios, Tom Couch with you here from the gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard on CARE Radio and online at mscsports.net. The preceding broadcast was made possible by all of our Raven Sports boosters. Be sure to listen throughout the regular and postseason for live coverage of Benedictine Raven Basketball. This has been an MSC Sports production.